anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, launching into the third hour of the program, we'll continue a phone call that has held on very patiently. His name is Doug in Kansas. We've been talking about a lot of the theories, the legal theories out there that in many cases are proffered by people who are looking to charge money to get you access to their theory that they claim will allow you to magically defeat the evil government people in their own courtroom. And usually what ends up happening is a lot of people will buy into this stuff and they'll maybe buy the packages and they'll go out around and touting them as though they are actually successful, even though they themselves have never tried to put them to use. And those people who claim they have actually put them to use and have success with them never end up proving it in any way, shape, or form. They never, either they didn't record it, or they don't know how to use the internet, or they don't have a website, or they don't understand YouTube, or they don't have the audio and they don't have video, or there's the other excuse of, well, they agreed to settle with me and they gave me a big old cash payment and I'm not allowed to talk about it. So that's the other one that we've heard. So never has anybody actually presented any real evidence of having success with any of these tactics in the courtroom. But Doug is on the line in Kansas, and he is saying that we're talking about a court case that happened here recently, just yesterday, where Kurt Hoffman, one of the activists in the Keene area, is being arraigned because of a failure to obey a police officer. He refused to hand over his papers after being pulled over for rolling through a stop sign in the middle of nowhere. And so he was in court, and what you're saying is, Doug, that he should have used the definition of motor vehicle, which you say is a commercial vehicle used for the purposes of making a profit over so many tons or something like that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, no, I'm saying that, those definitions in Title 18 are correct, right. It has to be used for commercial purposes and intended for profit. So if he goes down and takes his car and titles it and tags it and has a driver's license, he's giving them consent to service. That's the key word. And that's where he messed up, if you ask me.
Well, now, Doug, I'm a little confused here because the argument you're making is that you don't have to get a driver's license because the U.S. code only defines a vehicle as a specific kind of motor vehicle used for profit or driven for profit, and it has to be over a certain tonnage or something like that. But can't the state set their own guidelines?
If you go to the state definitions, go to the state statutes, you look up the definition for commercial motor vehicle, and it'll be 26,000 or more.
Well, why would it have to be a commercial motor vehicle?
Because that's the only ones that need to be registered,
why?
And tagged and titled, and you have to have a driver's license for it. That's the whole point.
But what's the reason that only commercial vehicles have to be tagged if the state government says that all vehicles have to be tagged?
No.
Well, why? I'm just asking the question. Where?
Because
you
don't have to tag a car if it's used for personal use. It's non-commercial.
Now, you'd think that the state representatives, on the state level or even the national level, and I've met quite a few of these people, and I've even seen some driver's licenses that they have, you'd think that they would know this information. Including the police officers that enforce this law. I mean, there's a lot of people to keep this little conspiracy under wraps, don't you think?
Well, if people are silly enough to go in and register something they don't have to, they'll take your money, sure.
Well, now, won't they take your car? I mean, are you saying you actually drive around with a car with no tags on it?
Sure.
And no,
it doesn't
license?
Hurt to get rid of your Social Security card, too. Yeah,
oh, I've done that. My Social Security card. I've certainly done that. How many times have you had cars stolen from you, sir?
I've never had a car stolen from me.
Okay, so now you're making some extraordinary claims. So you're saying that you have been driving around without any tags on your car.
How many years?
How long has this been going on?
Well, for about a year now.
About a year. Okay, and how often do you drive?
Well, here's taxation. You can go to Article 15 of Kansas Code. It talks about taxation and register for a gross vehicle weight more than 12,000 pounds. That's it.
Let's talk about the practical aspects of this. You can cite the laws all you want. As we found out, it doesn't matter what the laws say. The government will do what it wants to do.
Well, I think some people have had success with this. Didn't Michael Badnarik actually try something like this in Texas, and he's had fairly good success?
I don't know. That's all I've ever heard are rumors about people having success.
I think he's made the claim that he has, but that's based on the Texas state statutes that he's talked about.
U.S. versus Bradley. 1947.
I don't want to talk about laws. I don't care what the laws say because I know they don't care what the laws say. Now, what I want to know from you is your personal experience.
You're in the wrong court, Doug. All you have to do is say you're there on special appearance and don't say another word, and that's it. They have no jurisdiction.
Have you been called in and have you done that?
I have been in court and I said that, and I haven't heard a word from them.
So what did they
say? There's all kinds of. Beg your pardon?
Okay, let's go back to the beginning here, though. You said you've done this for a year. You said you've been driving around with no government tags on your car. Do you have your own tags on, or is it just tag-free? There's just nothing there in that spot. Okay, so you've been driving around like that. You say you've been doing it for a year. How often are you on the road? Is it just a once-a-week thing to the grocery store, or are you on the road fairly often?
Not all that much. No, I don't need to.
So then you're barely traveling at all, so the odds that you'll be caught are very slim. Have you ever been pulled over for this?
Yes.
And what happened then?
I said I'm non-commercial. It's a non-commercial vehicle, and that's it.
And what did the cop do?
He said, thanks. Have a good day.
He didn't write you a ticket?
Nope.
It's an amazing claim. I would love to see the video of it, but you don't have that, do you?
I want to hear one of these cops. I mean, there's so many cops that listen to this show. You'd think that every one of them knows this.
Officer Liberty was on the line earlier, but he hung up, so maybe he'll call.
He's in cop school right now. Surely they're teaching them about this. The fact that the driver's license and license plates are voluntary.
So you're saying all you had to say to the cop was that I'm non-commercial, and then he walked away.
That's it.
Okay.
If you produce a driver's license, then you're in trouble.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
Can you have a plate on the car?
Well, I don't have anything on.
No, but here, I guess I
have a custom
that
plate.
Phrase that incorrectly. If I were to have a plate on my car and get pulled over and I don't produce a driver's license, as you say, and I say...
You mean a state plate or a custom plate?
Any plate.
Okay.
A state plate. If I have a state plate on my car and I don't produce a driver's license, I say, I'm non-commercial. The police officer will turn around and walk away?
Okay. 8-403, consent to personal service for process. Acceptance of title registration certificate shall constitute the consent by the person. You volunteer for everything. The Constitution says involuntary servitude, but it doesn't say anything about voluntary.
I see all that, and all of that makes sense, and that's why a lot of these theories have such draw for somebody like me, where that's all sensible. Like, okay, yeah, you consented into this by going and getting the driver's license. You put your name on the dotted line. You put the tags on the car. You completely consented to their program. It's the extraordinary claims, though, that require extraordinary proof, and I have no reason to disbelieve what you're saying, besides the fact that I've never seen any real evidence beyond people just calling the show and making claims. So maybe what we'll see eventually here, and I know there are people that that are here in the Keene area that are into this. I know Kurt is to some extent into these kind of ideas, and the guy that was with him, Yadra, is also into this kind of you are consenting and the law and this and that. And so I think that we're going to see people trying this stuff. The next time somebody gets pulled over, maybe they will actually try to say to the cop, I'm non-commercial, and hope that the cop goes away. But I don't believe that's going to happen. I think they're going to get taken out of that car. That car is going to get confiscated, and they're going to be taken down to jail. But I hope you're right, Doug. I really do. I hope that you're right and that those are the magic words that will save people from getting pulled over. But as you said, you can only use those words if you drive around with no tag on your car.
And it's not registered or titled, and you don't have a driver's license. But you can't have insurance.
It can't be titled?
No. It would be property of the state then.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Doug, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I've got a car that's kind of a junker car, and one of these days we're going to have
it's got a title?
Yeah, but how are they going to know it has a title if it doesn't have a tag on it?
I'm sure
they'd have to pull the VIN number from it.
They
right?
have to pull the VIN number.
Can they look up a VIN number? I don't think they normally look up VIN numbers when they're out and about checking.
You have to build your own car to be able to do what this guy's talking about.
Well, I think that it'd be interesting to have people continue these experiments and see if anybody can actually prove some of these claims. There's never been proof. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list free. That's updates.com. www.freetalklive.com. We had Doug on the line with us in Kansas making some pretty extraordinary claims, and as I say, extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. And when you're just a caller to a talk show claiming that you've been driving around in your car with no tags on it, with no license, and that you were able to get out of being pulled over by simply saying to the cop, "Well, I'm not commercial," and the cop just walked away, that's something that requires extraordinary proof. Now, up here in New Hampshire, we've got activists that are armed with video cameras. We've got activists with BlackBerries and iPhones on them at all times that if a cop, an encounter happens, the video cameras come out. And in fact, Kurt Hoffman, who was arrested on Sunday morning going to church as he rolled through a stop sign in the middle of nowhere, arrested for not handing over his papers to the cop that pulled him over for that, he was in the car with Yadra, who had his iPhone with him, and immediately began recording the scene. So that video is going to be out, and it's going to be available. Here in New Hampshire, with all of our activists that we have that have come here as part of the Free State Project, more and more people have these camera phones, more and more people have video cameras or audio recording devices, so it's more likely that we're going to start seeing more evidence of what exactly happens when certain techniques are utilized. And so I hope that we start to see more of this. I hope people do experiment, because I think that, you know, I don't believe that any of it's going to work, but I'd like to be proven wrong. I mean, just based on what I've seen, none of this stuff works.
At least you would have evidence to point to debunk it definitively, because that's the other thing that's lacking as well. The people making these claims don't have proof that it works. Nobody's posted a video that I'm aware of showing them attempting these tactics and having them fail.
And failing, right. So all of that is valuable. All of that information will be valuable once we actually have it.
I wouldn't expect to find that most of these tactics work. And
I don't believe
for a minute that this argument about I'm driving a non-commercial vehicle, that claim's been around for a long time. And if there was any truth to it, you know, if the government actually believed that that was its own law, then I imagine you wouldn't see very many people registering their motor vehicles.
That I don't agree with, because I think that if there was truth to that, you'd have to get to the point where you can prove that there's truth to it, and to get to that point takes some real risk, because, well, your vehicle's going to get stolen, most likely, and you're going to maybe end up in a jail cell.
Your vehicle's not going to get stolen for driving uninspected or unregistered. If you're not a non-cooperative, you're looking at a fine for non.
But wait, if you don't have a license and that car's not registered and you're on the road they're going to take that thing.
I've been bagged for driving without a valid license. It's like a $50 fine. Same for registration, same for inspection.
So you're telling me that if I start driving around in my beater car
they'll
steal my car from me.
They'll impound it until you pay a fee to get it out of the impound lot.
Okay, so they're going to steal my car from me.
And you're going to have to pay a fine if you lose a court case, but it's not like they're going to just out and out seize your vehicle forever and anon.
Well, Kurt was arrested for not handing over his papers, so he went to jail. Luckily, Yadra was there to drive the car away, so they didn't impound the car in this particular instance. But if I took the government tags off of this car and scrubbed the VIN numbers off of the car, something like that, so there was no way for them to actually
identify. That sounds like a crime, too.
Identify the car.
That would probably be a crime. They might take the vehicle for that one.
Well, whatever. Let's say I leave the VIN numbers on and take the tags off, send them back into the state, put my own private tags on the car, and start driving around with it, and I try this out. They're going to steal my car from me, and I fully expect that to happen. I would love for what Doug is saying here to be true, and that I can just utter some words and have them just turn around and walk away and leave me alone. I'd love for all of them. And we've heard different stories over the years of people in their supposed disobedience and non-cooperation and traveling freedom issues, but there's never really been any hard evidence. But I would expect to have my car and my freedom stolen from me if I were to go that route.
Yeah, I think that would be the smart thing to do. And what gets me about this is a lot of times, like if you make the argument that, well, the states have different laws on these issues, they say, well, all the state statutes say that, as if they have looked through all 50 states, the complete text of their motor vehicle laws.
Who could do that?
It's just impossible.
Even
the
bureaucrats don't know.
Right there, I know they're lying or at least overstating what they know.
Yeah, they're very, very confident about their belief system, and they have no way of backing it up. So not only would I expect to have my car stolen and my freedom stolen from me, what I'm pointing out is that this is one of the reasons why this isn't experimented with very often, because most people can't afford to lose a car. Even if it's a beater, they can't really afford to lose their car.
And the other speculation is that the judges, the legislators, the cops, all these people know this stuff. Why aren't they telling their moms and girlfriends and kids and people that, you know, wouldn't necessarily have to pay all of the money for car registration? Yeah. In Florida, it wasn't much to register a car and put a plate on a car. But up here in New Hampshire, if you've got a new car, it can cost thousands.
You could argue that, I'll just argue to play the devil's advocate here, since you asked the question. You could argue that, well, they don't have an interest in doing that because they work for the state, and, you know, they don't want to spread the word about what the truth really is, supposedly, right? That's your answer.
I don't understand even if the claims here are true, I don't really understand how there's any limitation on them just passing a law that makes it mandatory. I mean, the claim is just, oh, well, if you're not commercial, you don't have to register your car. And as I asked the question to Doug, why is that? Because I have, you know, I'm not a legal expert by any means, but I don't think in legal, not that I agree with it, but I don't think that in legal or constitutional terms, there's anything that keeps them, a given state from saying everybody has to register their car.
For non-commercial purposes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't they just pass that? Is it that hard for them to pass that law? Because 99%+ of us are already operating under the assumption that law exists. So I don't think it would be hard for them to pass that.
I think it'd be interesting to have a group of activists who can afford to lose a car go out and do right-to-travel protests in various different flavors. I think that would be intriguing and make from some very interesting video footage. But I expect that every single one of them would lose their cars in that process.
I think you can make as good of a point on right-to-travel by riding a horse down the street.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your calls and talk to Mark in California. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I wanted to share something that happened with me. Who's the host there that says that the law doesn't work anymore, even though you might be right?
I think we would all agree with the fact that the law is not really paid attention to by the bureaucrats.
Well, there are many judges who will ignore. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you will be able to make a legal argument or a constitutional argument, and it'll work, but other times the judges will ignore the law.
Well, mine wasn't a constitutional. Mine was a vehicle code statute here in California, and that statute specifically tells a person what must be on their car when they renew their registration.
Okay.
One thing that the section known as 4606 indicates is that you are lawfully on the highway until your permanent registration comes in the mail. But certain things can happen during that interim, like a smog check, for example. And this is where the problem happened with me, because I couldn't get the car to pass smog. It doesn't say that in the vehicle code. It just simply says that if you pay your renewal fee, you can be on the road until the permanent registration comes. It doesn't say anything about a smog. And what made it even worse for me is it doesn't say anything about a paper square with a number in it that the DMV issues. So my car was taken because I didn't have a paper square in there, but Section 4606 doesn't say that. And no attorneys would even consider helping me.
So you're saying they just did what they wanted to, regardless of what the law said?
I researched the law, and even any attorney that I have called said I'm right, but they don't want to help me.
Amazing. Thank you for the call. More on the way. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and they include live streams. Got a broadband version, a dial-up version, even a webcam of the show. And they're all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. I want you to go to our friends over at ThinkTwiceNews.com. Guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, pork fest, homeschooling, mortgages, and pirates. And, of course, they have the puppet from outer space at ThinkTwiceNews.com. It's a brand new-ish within the last few months, a news program that is available, and it's hosted at YouTube. So when you go to ThinkTwiceNews.com, you'll find a subscribe button. Click that subscribe button and get on to Think Twice News, because they do a great job over there. And it's our buddy John Shaw, the moderator from the Free Talk Live BBS, and Jason Osborne, the principal behind SACL CAI, teaming up with a handful of other folks to put out a really great news package. ThinkTwiceNews.com. Also available in HD, which is nice. Very nice. Have you seen the HD versions yet, Mark?
My interwebs is a little slow at home.
Oh, that's right. So with cell phone internet stuff.
Yeah.
But it's nice if you got the broadband connection. Otherwise, it's pretty good stuff anyway. ThinkTwiceNews.com. Click the subscribe button. All right. Let's continue taking your calls about whatever you want. We'll go to Jeff in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, guys.
You're on here. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the response to help you for Doug's question. If you go to YouTube and look up a Title IV flag, it basically has videos of people being accosted. And if you want to get the real background, the real simple way to find out is if you go and look up if you Google the Red Amendment written by L.B. Bork, it explains how the 14th Amendment created a feedback loop that destroyed each of the constitutional republics and put in a legislative democracy that is still existing right now under martial law.
I can
what happens
with that.
is
I don't know about martial law, but it's certainly the 14th Amendment changed everything as far as governance in the United States.
Yeah. Well, the reason why executive orders are legal currently is because under the War Powers Act, you know, if you're still under martial law, that's what's going on. But the issue comes down to that if you're a state national, you're covered by common law and the organic constitution. If you're a 14th Amendment United States citizen, you're given privileges.
I've heard this before. How does one become a state citizen without becoming a, you know, a federal U.S. citizen?
Well, what happens is the trap works exactly like Doug was trying to explain, is if you sign up for a driver's license, if you get a birth certificate, if you get a Social Security number, essentially you're – this is what Michael J. Biter had tried to explain. He works in a realm where he fights these guys on their territory, where L.B. Bork in the Red Amendment just explains, well, you can just leave their system. You know, it's not as convenient as most people think, but – if you just read the Red Amendment,
When you say it's not convenient, by that you mean you'll have your car stolen from you and you'll be locked in a jail cell from time to time, right?
No. Because the whole thing, the way it works is the Constitution is still operational for state nationals because
The Constitution is a document that outlines how the government is supposed to behave,
right,
not
it's,
anybody
it's supposed
else.
To
yeah,
limit
but
the government.
The people created the state constitutions, then the state constitutions created the federal constitution, and the Bill of Rights, you know, is essentially what the rights for the states are versus protecting from the federal government.
The states themselves have the right to a religion. They have the right to press. They have the right to assemble exactly?
It's nothing like that. Basically, it comes down to is that the citizens have all the rights, and they've basically given their sovereignty over for a limited amount of things that basically they didn't want to do themselves, like hire people to take care of roads and all these other things. So the situation you get into is that the United States citizen is essentially when the 13 colonies were formed, they were nations unto themselves. And under international law, if you look up the word Congress in the original Black's Law Dictionary, Congress means a group of foreign emissaries getting together to make laws.
So okay? where are you going with all this? If you're jumping around a little bit, what's the point?
Well, if you look up Title IV flag, you wanted to see some video of someone that basically was stopping a cop,
yeah,
bugging them, and they say, hey, I'm a state national, and stop bugging me. If you
title
go to
floor, a Title IV flag is
flag,
not coming
yeah
up with anything.
I did.
Oh, okay.
It did auto-fill it in for me, but I'm not seeing anything here that looks like.
Yeah, I see Black Flag,
about
the old punk band.
It says, Itathia cops meet Sovereign Cop Watch. But if you go to sovereign-citizenship.net, you can find this stuff about, like, the Title IV flag, you know, the civil flag versus the military flag.
Yeah, that's all a bunch of bunk from what I've seen. Now, how has this affected your life?
Well, I'm working on trying to get my national citizenship back.
Okay, how's that work?
Well, I mean, you have to expatriate out of your domicile, which is the District of Columbia. That's why people have all these laws against them that are made because they're domiciled in the District of Columbia, all 300 million people in North America.
I've never gotten a letter there.
What's that?
I've never gotten a letter at my domicile in
Washington, you're not,
D.C.
because you're going to move residency. And as a United States citizen, you gain residency by moving around. But you're physically domiciled in that. So that's where you would get legal jurisdiction.
How can I be physically domiciled there?
No, you're not physically domiciled. You're legally domiciled because of your birth certificate.
Okay.
But my birth certificate's a state instrument, isn't it? I can understand the Social Security number.
No, because it's registered with the Department of Commerce.
Now, isn't a contract has to be a meeting of minds, correct? There has to be a meeting of minds to make a contract legal. Well, that's their law anyway. I am not of the understanding
right
that you're talking about
fraud
here.
It's all operative fraud. Because
so how do you
never
go
been
ahead,
full disclosure.
How are you going about this whole process of being a state national or whatever you call it?
If
I want to know what the process is. Go ahead.
I'm just going through the ropes on how to get it figured out. But
so you haven't even figured it out yet. You're still researching.
This is one of the problems with this particular movement is that we only ever hear from amateurs. And the reason that I suspect that we only hear from amateurs is because the pros have figured out, holy crap, I go to jail every time I try this dumb crap.
Well, the only success that I think I've seen is that a person that wrote a constitutional habeas corpus on this issue for 150 people basically was collected by federal marshals on a two-year-old court case. So it hit close to home on that's how you do it. But it takes about six or seven. You have to
so somebody went to jail?
Form.
Is that what you're saying for doing this?
No, for submitting something to the Supreme Court, but not on this case. They got him on something else. But,
okay. So basically, you've never done any of this. You're trying it now for the first time. You've yet to even figure out how to go about doing this. You're still actually researching the process of, and you said it's becoming a state national. Is that the term that you used?
Yeah,
there's a guy that showed up at the Keene Freedom Fest that was talking about the Red Amendment. He had, I think it was a book that that he was selling. He seemed like a nice guy. Seemed to really believe what he was talking about. I think he probably believes it as much as you do. So how about you do this? Let us know how it goes for you once you get it all figured out and how the process was and how you're doing with driving around with no license and whatever else this frees
you. And don't forget to sue the United States government for this fraud that they're perpetrating on their citizens because we'll be able to get rid of it.
You have 2 years as a class action suit to do something like that. So if you guys can figure it out, hey, more power to you.
I'm not going to figure any of this out because I've spent enough time looking into all this sovereign citizen stuff.
I'm convinced that the government is a group of armed people who are willing to use violence to get what they want. They don't care what somebody wrote down on a piece of paper in the past. They'll change that if they want to.
Sure.
That this whole that they violated their constitution again and again and again, and that there's nothing to hold them to it because the constitution has no penalties for people that break it, and that it's wishful thinking that they're going to stick by it. That's what I think.
Yeah. Absolutely, that they're going to pay attention to their own rules. Thanks
I
for the
sympathize.
Call. And we've seen it over and over again where we've got video evidence of these government people not even acknowledging that their own rules exist. Look at freekeen.com. Sam just posted his brand new video. You can also go to obscuretruth.com and you'll see more evidence of it.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so take them. They're yours. Everything from archives to the Shrine of Female Listeners, the Free Talk Live website is all free for you at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live on a voluntary basis, you may do so by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board. I just got a verbal agreement from a station today for weekdays, which is great. So I think we're going to actually have a couple new weekday affiliates coming soon.
That's very big.
Yeah, that's big news for us. And it's made possible by listeners like you who are getting behind the show and helping AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call and lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. We go to John in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Last week, you guys actually read a blog post that I had written over at, Post-Right for the American Conservative on secession. And I actually wasn't aware of this until a friend of mine, sent me a message on Facebook telling me that it was up there. But, I listened to it last night and I just wanted to clarify a few things, if I may.
Sure. You may.
Alright. Well, the main thing is, that, you know, you guys kind of thought, I guess just assumed that I'm a conservative, but no, I'm a libertarian. I just happen to be writing, for Post-Right, which is sort of a look at, you know, if the left-right spectrum is even worthwhile. So my take on it may have been directed to conservatives, but it is not a conservative take. Well, gotcha. I guess I did start out as a conservative many years ago.
Same here. As many did.
Say that again?
Same here.
As many did, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, that's pretty much all I have to say, just to clarify on that. But, yeah.
So, so what do you think the first state to secede will be?
Well, you know, that's a tough question. I would say that New Hampshire has a pretty good shot at it if people really do move there en masse for the
free
state movement.
Are you coming here?
No, I'm too much of a Missouri patriot to leave.
Why? So, what does it mean? What does it mean to be a Missouri patriot?
Well, it's just a attachment to my home and my community that I've lived in since
that's
forever.
A big problem. I have to say that's something that is affecting a lot of people.
Yeah, what it does is it keeps us from drawing on the sort of older, more experienced patriot types that might move. And I, at 35 or whatever when I moved, I certainly felt attached to Sarasota, Florida, where I had a really good job making very good money selling ads at a high-end magazine. But, you know, I decided to pick up and move. And
you had a lifestyle you liked down there, too, that you changed once you got here.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, so what do you think the chances are that Missouri's going to declare independence?
Probably not nearly as good as, say, New Hampshire or even Nevada or some of the smaller states that are, out in the West. But
is it just kind of like a feeling that you get that's kind of just an attachment to a certain plot of land? Because, I mean, we've got trees and lakes and stuff like that here in New Hampshire. It's a very pretty place. Is it the people, that you believe are nicer there in Missouri? I mean, what is it about the place where you live that is so attractive to keep you there when you admit that it's more likely that a declaration of independence will happen somewhere else?
Well, it's mostly, I would say, related to people, that most of my friends are still here and don't really plan on moving. But I will say that, yeah, there is something about the area that I grew up that I like more than other places, but that I could get used to. I could get used to different set of land. But
what if I told you there were a group of people in New Hampshire that were ready to be your friends when you moved here?
Well, as enticing as that sound, I'm about making new friends, but I do also like my old friends.
How about your friends could prove to you how great friends they are by coming with you to New Hampshire?
Well, if I could talk them into that, then you might see me out.
How many of your friends would you have to talk into it before you would consider it a possibility, something you would want to do?
At least like 5 or 6.
That's not too bad. I think that's doable. Now, how many of your 5 or 6 friends would already be of a Liberty mindset? Would you have to convert them to Liberty first and then bring them to New Hampshire, or are 5 or 6 of your friends actually already about freedom?
The ones that live in Missouri, there's probably, I guess, 3 or 4 that already are, at least of my old friends. I have other friends that I've made that are already libertarians.
Now, John, I've got a different tact I'd like to take with you on this one. And this is, it's not quite so evangelical as my co-hosts here. Now, if there was a state in the union that was, free, by your definition of free, whatever that might be, what would you do? Would you pack up and move to that state immediately?
Well, I'd definitely at least take an exploratory trip. I don't know about a move immediately, but it would definitely, I'd want to investigate.
So if it was half as free as whatever free is by your definition, would you still make that same trip?
Probably so.
I'd like you to come out to New Hampshire for the next Liberty Forum or Porcupine Freedom Festival to take a look. New Hampshire's been rated by the Mercatus Institute as the freest state in the Union. And we've had, as the Free State Project has had quite, well, members that have moved here for the Free State Project, has had quite a few successes in stopping some major bills. And, I'm not saying that the growth of our government isn't continuing here in New Hampshire, but we've stopped some major bills unlike a lot of states.
Well, I've wanted to get out there for quite a while, but just been a matter of time and money. I now have a lot of time. I'm trying to become a freelance writer, and so I have nearly unlimited amounts of time. The money, however, isn't as forthcoming.
Here's another question: if you knew that 20,000 liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place, would you want to join them?
It depends.
Depends.
Sometimes, your marginal impact someplace is going to be greater if there are fewer people around that are like you.
If that state were the live free or die state and one of the 10 least populated states in the union, and I can prove this to you by the fact that it is the freest state in the union still, so one would have to assume that it's populated by people that care somewhat about freedom, even if they don't call it exactly the same thing that you do.
Yeah.
We're being pretty pushy here.
Yeah,
and
we
I appreciate
are.
You putting
just,
up with
just,
us.
If you want, I
just
would
nudging him around.
I'll be nicer. I mean, I would suggest to anybody who's interested in achieving liberty in their lifetime, or even just checking out what some people are trying to do to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, I would recommend a trip whenever you can swing it financially and schedule-wise, and just come check it out, because you don't have to sign up for the Free State Project to come here, scope out what is going on here. And if you decide it's not for you, but you like it, you can always still send money, try to recommend it to other people, maybe do some name dropping for the Free State Project.
Sure.
Of course, I think for a lot, you know, if your real objective is to achieve liberty in your lifetime, if that's your main objective, then coming to New Hampshire is the right move. If that's not your primary objective in life, I can't say that necessarily it would be the right move for you, but I still recommend that people check it out if they're interested in liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if somebody's priority in life is to spend time with their family where they were born, and that's the most important thing to them, to not move away from their area, then that's fine. That's your life, and that's what you want to do with it. That's great. If your number one objective is to be as free as possible and invite your friends and family to come with you in that particular that route, then there is no other destination in my book than here in New Hampshire, and it is worth a look for anybody that believes that to be the case, that that's what they want in life, is more freedom. Come on up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival during the summer, or come up during the winter for the Liberty Forum. Either event, I think, will give you a really good taste for what is going on up here and what it's like to be around literally hundreds of like-minded individuals. Even if you can't make it up at either one of those times, if you just decide to take a trip, an exploratory trip to New Hampshire, and you announce that you're going to come here over at nhfree.com, for instance, usually what will happen is people will create things that are happening if they aren't already going on. Like, they'll get together and meet you at a bar and have drinks with you and talk and have a good time.
Hamburger or whatever.
Yeah, meet for lunch or something like that. Just as I mentioned, I think yesterday, we had a lady come here this past weekend. There was an announcement made just a few hours in advance that there was going to be a lunch, and 12 people showed up for it. So if you announce a few weeks in advance that you're planning on coming up for a little vacation, a little exploratory trip, you'll have all kinds of people most likely stepping up to meet you, and some people might even offer a couch for you to crash on, so you don't have to pay $80 a night for a hotel room or something like that. So it's an amazing group. It's an amazing community of the best activists I've ever seen, and I've never had so much fun in my whole life. I'm sorry for my friends who have not come here yet to New Hampshire, but I understand that most of them don't have the same priorities that I do. You know, one of my friends is working for Microsoft, and he's really into his career, and he lives over on the West Coast, and that's his thing. Another one of my good old friends is together with a lady friend of his, and they're enjoying their life together. So, you know, whatever floats your boat is what you should follow.
Yeah, I don't think New Hampshire isn't free yet. We're just working on it.
No, but we need help, and that's why we're so desperate. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. And it's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Because the sooner you get here, if you love liberty, the sooner you get here, the sooner we can have more freedom. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.